Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today's Tuesday. It is the 23rd of March, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
In the immortal words of Herman. Wait, Herman and the Hermit. Herman. Anyway, second verse, same as the first.
Something like that, I think. More or less. So, you and I are here to have a conversation about spring cleaning. Having a lot of stuff. And, you know, I think there may be an extra abundance of some of that, like, let's get things out of the house kind of happening this particular spring.
Yes.
So one of the things that we used to do when there were an abundance of technological bits and bobs in your house is you could take those things off to Gazelle, but you kind of can't do that anymore.
Well, by proxy, I don't know. Yeah, right. So Gazelle is out of the business of buying your stuff from you.
Yes.
They still sell used and refurbed stuff, but apparently they've changed hands and have been bought by a company called EcoATM, or maybe bought by the parent company of both. I'm not actually quite sure how this works. But rather than sending, Gazelle used to basically send you a box that had everything you needed to safely pack your device that you were selling to them, stick it back into the shipping, and then they give you money once they got it. So they don't do that anymore. And instead, now they direct you to EcoATMs, which are kiosks that are completely automated, where you basically can give the kiosk your iPhone, Samsung device, a Google Pixel device, or an iPad, and that's it. No other devices. And then they will possibly give you money. And there's 4,000 of these ATMs located around the U.S. I know that doesn't help anyone in other countries, but that this is something happening in the U.S. I ran through a fictitious iPhone 12 Pro Max with 128 gigs of storage, and my offer was a whopping $385, which is not a lot of money. You'd make a lot more if you sold it directly to someone else.
It's really not. Yeah.
It's a four-month-old device. I mean, come on.
Yeah, honestly.
Five-month-old.
Yeah. One of the things that you can do instead, if you decide, you know, if you have something recent enough that you do want to sell, you can sell things through a service called Swappa, which sort of does what Gazelle used to do. I think you sell it to them and then they can buy it. On Swappa, you buy and sell directly with other users. So you can just list it here and then other people can buy it from you directly. It's eliminating the middleman if you don't want to put it on, you know, eBay or that sort of thing. So if you do have a phone that has some value to it and you might want to, say, buy something new at the Apple store, for example, Apple does still offer a trade-in program, and their trade-in program offers two options. You can either apply your trade-in toward the purchase of a new one. So I have this old Apple Watch and I want to apply it. I want to apply the trade-in price of that toward my new Apple Watch. Or if you just want to get all the stuff out of your house, they will give you a gift card with the value on it, and you can use that later for whatever you want. And remember, Apple upgraded recently. I think it was late last year, they upgraded their gift cards So there's just one for everything. You don't have to pick, is it an App Store card or an Apple Store card? You can just use the one for all of it now. So you can apply it to a new purchase. Good
luck finding a discount, but that's another show.
Yeah. But you can still use Apple's trade-in for that kind of stuff. At least if you have something that maybe might have a little bit of cash value in it, still you could apply that toward your next purchase. So, and they will take things that are not Apple devices. So if you have an Android device or if you have a PC, if nothing else, they will take that off your hands for you and make sure that it gets recycled responsibly, which is
right. And Apple does a great job with its recycling program, or so it seems. Mm-hmm. They're taking their own stuff to their facilities, like, you know, and having the Daisy and Robot and her successors break it down for you. Mm-hmm. Or actually break it down for Apple. And I don't know, they're probably not doing that with third-party products, but they are getting them to recyclers.
Yeah. And so that is good. And that's, I mean, it is a thing that Apple has been good about building a reputation about, is the environmental piece. So it's a pretty safe bet that anything you take to them to sort of get it out of your house is going to be in pretty good hands after that.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is it's not... It's not just about the sort of umbrella concept of recycling, and it's not just about getting it out of your house. It's about getting those raw materials back to work. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like metal in particular, metal that has been mined and processed is a lot cheaper to reprocess or process again, mm-hmm. as the case may be, than it is to get it out of the earth.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, get those raw materials back to work. Get the stuff out of your house.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about getting stuff out of your house, there are other options for some things if it's not necessarily a computer or a phone. If you have other technology that you want to get rid of, Best Buy has, they have some, at least in Oregon, they have some collection bins kind of in the little airlock at the front of the store where you can drop, I think, alkaline batteries and some other stuff. If you have networking gear, they have on their... they have a web page that talks about the services they offer for recycling, and they will offer a 15% coupon if you give them a router or a modem or a router modem combination unit. You can get a coupon for getting a new version of one of those if you give them the old one, which is nice. So Home Depot has some similar options. As far as that goes, at least again here in Oregon, they have some bins for that. But the Home Depot page has a nice list of here's more information about recycling in your state. So I know it changes everywhere. I know not everybody's in Oregon. I know not everybody's in the US, but at least the Home Depot site has the list of states that have laws about electronic waste or electronic recycling. And each of the states where they have that information available, it links right out so you can find the one that's relevant to you, which is pretty handy.
A simple Google search is going to point you to local electronic recycling resources. Mm-hmm. And to Kelly's point, I want to emphasize this. We know that not everybody, like I live in Silicon Valley, and Kelly is in the Portland area, and this does not represent all of the country. I probably have more. I know. I probably have more e-cycling. Is that what we call it? E-cycling?
I think so. Yeah.
E-cycling. I probably have more e-cycling options available within, like, you know, a stone's throw than like most people in the U.S.
Correct.
But there are going to be probably something near you. Mm-hmm. And a simple Google search will find it. And you can get that stuff out of your house and get those raw materials back to work.
Which is great. We have some other tips for getting stuff out of your house. But before we get there, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is Birdie. And Birdie is a personal safety alarm. And the whole point of it is to be easy to carry and additionally easy to use. So you activate it with a quick pull. It's sort of this long rectangular deal that you can use. And it's got this ring in the top, so you pull this tab kind of out of the top of it, and it will treat you to a 130 decibel alarm and a very bright flashing strobe light. So I say treat, it's not really a treat for anybody. I have one and it's very bright and very, very loud, so it's a really good way to draw attention to a situation, which is usually, you know, if you are in a situation where maybe you feel like you need a personal alarm, this is definitely a thing that the other person involved does not want, is a bunch of attention. And this is a great way to get it. It comes in a lot of colors. They're really nice. So, you know, it'll look inconspicuous. And every one of them comes with a keychain ring. So you can hook it to your keys or you can hook it to your bag. And when you do, like, it just looks really inconspicuous. It doesn't necessarily look like any sort of personal defense mechanism or anything like that. And it's not super big, so it makes it very easy to use. And right now, Birdie is offering my listeners 15% off your first purchase. So if you go to shesbirdie.com/TDO, that's shesbirdie.com/TDO, you can get 15% off your first purchase at shesbirdie.com/TDO. We'd like to thank Birdie for sponsoring the show today. Now, we have some other stuff that we can talk about. So there's things like cables and adapters and, you know, not just phones and computers, right? Like, there's other stuff that maybe it's time to get rid of. You know, this is sort of...
I've got a pitch on this.
Okay.
So, you and I, Kelly, I think are highly representative of this group.
Probably.
And I suspect that, and I've long suspected that your listeners... Mm-hmm. And my listeners over at ACM are, on the whole, also highly representative of the group of people who help take care of their friends and family's tech problems.
Yes.
I know that you're probably actually not representative. You're probably like the president
of the Family IT Association.
Yes, exactly. And those of us who perform that duty, responsibility, chore for our friends and family, we maybe possibly collect things because mm-hmm. we might need them someday.
You know, that drive. You know,
that drive. Or
what if that cable hub goes bad? Yeah.
What is that? Yeah. And you're going to be able to you know, triumphantly pull out the FireWire cable that, you know, that everybody else said, oh, where am I going to find a fire? Well, I've got it, you know, and you're just like, you're just waiting for that day. Just waiting for that day. But here's the thing. You're not going to need that FireWire cable, and you're not going to need that SCSI cable, and you're not going to need that Apple desktop bus cable. You're not. It's not gonna happen.
But
get rid of it.
Are you sure? I mean, really?
Yeah. What did you call it before we were recording? You had something. You called it something clever.
At my house, we had box of cords and son of box of cords. was how that goes.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Yes. That's just we have that. Like, we all have that. We all have that. And, you know, maybe some of us might have grandson of box of cords too. So and there just comes a point where I know that it's so easy to overlook it. I think something else you said before, that it becomes part of the landscape.
Yeah, they fade into the landscape. You just, it's a FireWire cable, and you just sort of, your eye just kind of glides off of it. That's how you end up with son of box of cords.
Yeah, and you might not think about it again until you move. Mm-hmm. And you know, but again, get rid of the stuff. Put those resources, put those materials back to work, mm-hmm. and get them out of your house. Have them stop occupying space in your home.
Yes.
collecting dust, or maybe if you have them in a sealed container, the container's collecting dust.
Yes. And one thing I will point out is that there may be a lot of options available for that particular cable, or batch of cables or box of cables, if you can get rid of a bunch, to have a higher purpose. So, in the little three arrow recycling symbol, right, one of them is reuse. So, a thing I end up having to do occasionally, I don't know how this happens, but if I take two micro USB cables and I put them in a drawer and I come back a few months later, there's going to be five or six micro USB cables. I don't know how it works, but that's what happens. So every so often I have to go, if I can't remember the last time I did it.
Micro USB cable met the daddy.
And there was a Barry White record on Apple Music. And then, the thing that I always end up doing is, if I can't remember the last time I did it, go all through the house and all the places where the cables live, take all the cables and put them all in one pile, and then take a good look at the cables that are in your house. And there's always going to be a handful of micro USB cables that can go. There's a handful of probably lightning cables that go in the, I can hand this off to somebody, the disposable plasticware. You said, in the old days when people would come over to your house and you'd send people home with stuff, I don't have to worry about getting that container back. You can kind of have those sort of disposable lightning cables. I have enough of my own and these are extra. You can always give them to places. I know a lot of places that take donations, your Goodwill and St. Vincent and stuff like that.
Look at a local woman's shelter, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Or any kind of if you have any kind of kid oriented community center.
Yeah.
Guarantee they have lightning cables walking off all day long. And the thing is even if you have to keep one, mm-hmm. you could probably get rid of number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely don't need three firewire cables. You don't.
Yeah.
And you will never use the SCSI cable.
Yeah.
Ever. The SCSI cable.
If you have to keep the one, but you don't need the other one. If you're not using the first one, you don't have to worry about having a backup in case the first one breaks. And I'm convincing myself of this as much. I don't have a SCSI cable. I'm going to say I don't have SCSI cables anymore. So
for both of us. Yeah. Here's another thing, too. You're never going to repair that frayed lightning cable.
No.
Or USB cable. You're not going to do it.
Those absolutely need to be recycled at 100%. You may also want to look in your area. I have, again, this is not representative of the US as a whole, but I have a place here called Free Geek, and they refurbish computers, and then and it's a nonprofit, so they refurbish computers and teach people how to repair technology and that sort of stuff, and they use the computers to that purpose. But they also have a thrift store, so you can take them all of your electronics stuff, and then they have a thrift store, so if you take them all those extra micro USB cables, they're going to have them in a bin over on the other side of the building, and you can go get a micro USB cable for a couple of bucks or whatever.
There's another thing that can you can actually maybe make some money from this stuff. There is someone who will pay you good money for your original iPod, whatever, or your original iPhone, or even your iPhone 3G.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's someone who is collecting that stuff, and I don't know that that's a form of recycling, but really you're just handing your own hoarder stuff to someone else. But whatever.
Right. Well, if it's going to a home where it's loved and appreciated and that makes you feel better than going and feeding it to an ATM or something, then by all means, give it to the person who will, put it on the wall under glass and admire it and appreciate it. And, there you go. There's a lot of things that you can do that way. A habit that I have tried to bring into my life is the 20/20 rule, which is, it's this minimalist thing, I guess. And it's get rid of something, particularly, I think it's called just in case items. So if you can replace it with $20 and 20 minutes, then you can get rid of it.
Is it 20 and or 20 or?
I think it's and or. I think it depends. You know, if I don't need it today and I can get it for less than $20 from an online shopping site or something, then, you know, if Amazon will bring it to me tomorrow for less than $20 and I don't have to wait, cool. If it's within, if I can just buy a new one within 20 minutes of where I am, then, you know, that counts too. So like if it's something I could go get at Target at any moment, then, you know, there is a Target less than 20 minutes from where I live. So, you know, it's not a big deal if I want to go get rid of that. So,
right.
So,
and then probably at the very least is, I mean, these organizations have their issues, but, you know, Goodwill or Salvation Army, you know, to put your stuff back to work, get out of your house. And, it's a good thing.
Yeah. And definitely, like charitable donation, you will want to look up places in your area anyway and find out what donation looks like right now. It still may not be 100% what it was, you know, 13 months ago, but, you can, a lot of places still have a way that that can work. Like they, you know, keep that stuff sort of sectioned off for a little while and then, you know, can go back through it or something. So there's a lot of ways that you can make that work. So, seriously, you don't need that SCSI cable anymore. You really don't. I promise it'll be okay. Just get rid of it. It'll be fine. And you'll have less stuff in the drawer in the, you know, maybe you can get down to just box of cords, you know, and no longer need son of box of cords. You know, or whatever you want to call it. So I think that hopefully is helpful. And the other thing I would tell you is that if you do this and it turns out that you have a surprising amount of stuff that you want to get rid of, take a picture and send it to us. I want to find out. Yeah,
please. That's great.
If anyone takes this to heart and then comes back and goes, wow, look at all these cables. Or if you want to show us that you do, in fact, have that ADB cable that Brian was talking about earlier that you don't need, send us pictures of it. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and leave comments in the show notes. If we get good ones, we will feature them. We'll put them on the site. We'll put them on our Twitter account or something so that people can see. Definitely take a picture of that great big pile of micro USB cables, because I guarantee if you go through the house on a mission, you will find way more of them than you think that you have. So definitely do that. Brian, thanks so much for coming by today.
Oh, for sure, Kelly. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
we both have to go clean out son of box of cords and see if we can get down to just box of cords. Let's see if we can do that. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.